You know, what's funny is when I finally listened and became coachable and followed the directions that leaders like Mr. Dorsey and so many others have taught, I realized it changed my life. It didn't change my life just in Legal Shield. It changed my life overall. So I would get your pens and papers out and be ready to take copious notes so we can bring up to the front of the room Mr. Michael Dorsey, Millionaire Club member.
That's good stuff. Thank you for not playing something like George of the Jungle. I don't know, that just cracked me up. I just, all of a sudden, just to tell you my sense of humor, I just pictured George flying through trees with a little fig leaf on. I'm like, that's just all kinds of messed up. I think I'm going to be messed up for the rest of the training. Oh, God. Sorry, George. You didn't hear me. Yeah, you did. Seriously? That's good stuff. All right. Okay, where am I? All right.
Utah.
Yeah. That's why my mouth is really dry. No humidity in the air, no moisture. Okay, I'm going to go through some things today that, one of the most important things that we can do is keep the business really simple. And it's hard to do that when you have, you know, a lot of technology being introduced simultaneously with the different apps that we have and the different types of trainings. And we're going through an evolution more exponentially faster than we did the first, 40 years in the company, just in the last 4 years. And I think that happens when technology is introduced. You go through things faster, more information coming at you faster. So here's what we need to do, as marketers and as business builders, is keep things simple. And so write down the term, dumb it down, dumb it down. And the reason why we do that is we want to keep it very simple and be able to share this great vehicle of Legal Shield as quick as possible. You know, we do that by being able to utilize Prospect by Legal Shield, by being able to send a resource in split-second marketing, by being able to just share what this membership can do for people and utilize that system. And it all starts from you and I, okay? So number one, you want to be coachable. You need to be coachable if you want to be successful in Legal Shield. You may have already had great success in other areas of your life, and congratulations on that, but that doesn't really apply here. You know, some of it may, but most of it does not, because Legal Shield is a different vehicle. Applying that, knowing that you're coachable will help you speed up your success, okay? Having a burning desire to succeed, Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, that's one of the main thing. Themes of that book is just having that desire to become successful, wanting more out of life and wanting it so bad you can taste it. It's really important. I wanted to be successful so bad, and I was sharing with everybody that was at the Performance Club dinner last night, that one of my main things was a little bit angry, because my father had been involved in multiple network marketing companies. The way I saw it, because he was my hero, he was my best man at my wedding, he was my best friend as well. The way I saw it was that he had the grit and the determination to never give up, to constantly be going after it and not quit. He was very successful in some companies, but they went out of business. He was involved in sales management, so he was in corporate America the whole time, but he always had a side gig or a home business or a secondary stream of income coming in. And there were some years in our household, a few years where we had some it was a great Christmas, let's just put it that way. And then some years it was very, very lean and thin. But we didn't care because we had each other. And I really believed in my dad, and believing in him, he had that desire, and he didn't care what anybody said. But I overheard several people as I was growing up, they would say, oh, here goes Mike again, trying another business, And so there was this little, angry guy inside me that just, this little voice was saying, you know what? I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you, man. I'm going to show you. And I wanted to prove to myself that I was going to become successful. And I knew once I met Amy and once we started our family with our three beautiful girls, I knew that I would do anything that it took for as long as it took, and nothing was going to stop me from getting there. And so I used the anger that I had inside me, and everyone has a different reason. They have a different catalyst. And the anger, I used it in a constructive way versus a destructive way. Okay, and I used that to actually go out and build a business and talk to a lot of people as fast as I could possibly talk to them, and work 20 hours a day doing whatever it took for as long as it took. And back then it was a little harder. I mean, we had to have 3 director lines and 75 sales in each line each month in order to hit executive director. And so there was a lot of other things. We were only in half the country and 25 states. So we were recruiting people up in Ohio, I remember, and we didn't have a product to sell in Ohio. And we were selling memberships in Ohio. And we didn't know, and we were sending him into the company. Kathy Benson calls us, "You can't do that." I said, "Excuse me?" I called Dave. Dave was like, "No, we need to make sure it happens." So all of a sudden, Ohio Access to Justice came about, which was a subsidiary of Prepaid Legal Services and Legal Shield. So. But it's just, you pave the way. You just get out there and you start pounding away and you get after it. And that's what a desire to succeed, really comes from. So just tap inside yourself. When you get home tonight and it's quiet, and if you don't want to go in the house, you got a lot of folks in the house, stay in the car for a minute and just really think about why you're here and the reason why you even looked in the first place and the reason why you started if you've been in for a while. And just tap into that and figure out what that is. It could be just to prove something to yourself. It could be to, change your zip code, to be able to buy something that you haven't been able to buy, or to pay off some debt. Whatever it is, but there's got to be some emotional connection to your why. You got to emotionally connect that, and so that it will drive you to higher levels when you do that. And so for me, it's always been kind of a thing where I just want to continually prove myself, not only to myself, but to my family and to the naysayers. I always love that. And the beautiful thing about that is, and I just think it's hypocritical, because then once you become great, once you become greatly successful or massively successful, they say you got lucky. They didn't see the 20-hour days, but they say you got lucky. And then you have to go to work. You have to use that that fuel to go to work. So. Utilize that. And I put this slide in my training because I just wanted to, I think it bears repeating that we're already having success. I mean, this is just one slide. We have a book that's this thick, Profiles of Success, of everybody that you can, there's a story in there, whether it's a single mom, a single parent, black, white, Jewish, Catholic, Muslim, whatever your Mormon, whatever your religion is, whatever your education level is, whatever your background is, there's somebody that you can relate to in there, okay, that is having success. So you just have to figure out what it is and connect that emotional why to, becoming successful in Legal Shield. And there are so many. So we're not asking permission to have success. But here's the thing about this slide is that look at all the success we've already had at Legal Shield and realize that the biggest part of this opportunity is still way out in front of us. And so we have got a lot of work to do. We haven't even gotten there yet. I mean, the youngest person in this room has got an unlimited market, statistically speaking. It's just our market is going to constantly grow. It's constantly being replenished. Think about insurance, health insurance, back in the 1950s started. Doctors got tired of being paid with chickens, You provide the service, here's a chicken. Doc, I don't have any money, but here, And the doc took the chicken. But eventually somebody got together and said, What if we pooled everybody's resource, and even if they don't use it, that we could pay the doctor's bills? Okay, now it's all messed up. But bottom line is that the concept made sense, right? You look at what Legal Shield's, what we have going on. People in America, in North America, are having challenges, and they're being mistreated, and there's injustice in this world. And having access to an attorney without thinking about using them just makes sense. And we have this crisis called identity theft. And it's an absolute nightmare if we're not out there sharing it and helping people become, members of the ID Shield as well. Because it is absolutely a needed service, and I would never be without it. I would never be without it with my family. And so that's why I say, I look at the success that we've had, over $1 billion in the last 10 years. That's nothing. We're going to be paying $1 billion a month in the very, very near future. I can promise you $1 billion a month in commissions. How exciting could that be, guys? So I'm going to ask you to build your belief, okay? Build your personal belief. Work on yourself. Because if you're not working on yourself, who is working on you? You know, raise the bar in your life. And the B is for belief. The activity comes when you believe. When you have the faith in yourself that you want to become successful, you're going to do the proper activity. And you're going to engage in the income-producing activity, which is simply, you know, sharing the information with new people, putting the information, a full presentation in front of the individuals, and let them get their questions answered with a three-way call and allow them to make the decision. I'm not trying to slam anybody in the business because I'd rather run with 100 people than carry one. You know, if you got to convince them to get in, then you're going to have to convince them to work. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure we find the right people. Success is a numbers game. The analogy that I use, I recently was listening to an audio series from the books Go for No, and in their audio training, Mastering Go for No, what they had in there was they were talking about gold mining, and in the gold mining process, they don't look for gold. They focus on removing the dirt because the gold will appear. And so in our business, when we're prospecting, you just need to be focused on removing the dirt equivalent to removing the uninterested prospects to find the ones that are interested that become recruits, okay, in your business. So it's about speed. Success is a numbers game. If you're giving a full presentation and you're using a tool, it's given 100% of the information, 100% of the time, 100% accuracy. And they're doing it every single time. So that's why it's so critical to utilize the tools. The briefing is a tool because they share the same slides over and over, and it just makes sense. It's a great service. Don't make yourself the tool. Utilize the tool, okay, and allow that to help you grow. And if you teach your team to do the same thing, it will grow faster because success loves speed. So we want to make sure we're doing that. So when you believe in yourself, you're going to have more confidence. And when that confidence comes out, you're going to be able to prospect more. You're going to talk to more people. And therefore, the activity is there. You're doing the activity. And if you do enough activity, the results will come. I can promise you that. So raise the bar. It's an acronym I came up with years ago. I've been teaching that for a long time. But it makes sense. And it will lead to the lifestyle of your dreams if you allow it to. And it's just about being consistent. That's the number one key in our business is consistency. And if you talk to the top people in our company, it's all about just at least two a day, every day, without fail. You don't go to bed. If you crawl in bed, you didn't do your two a day, you get back up, you put your clothes on, you go out to the grocery store or the convenience store down the street, and you expose a couple people to the business, okay? And you share the business with them. You share a business card, you share a tool, whatever it is. You give them a DVD, you ask them if they keep their income options open. So we're going to talk about a lot of that here in a minute. But here's the thing that always got me, and it really kind of irritated me, was that we all have the same company, the same commission plan. We have the same attorney network. We have the same ID Shield investigators. Everything is the same. The only difference is you, is the person that looks in the mirror. And why are some people, you know, having success, whatever your success is, and you equate that, whether it's $500 a month or $1,000 a week or more, you know, why are some people having that? Are they better than you? No. You know, maybe they've worked on themselves longer. Maybe they have more contacts. Maybe they, you know, have done more activity. But it's about the consistency. It's about who you look at in the mirror every day. And that's why you have to work on yourself. That's why George was talking about the personal development. You've got to read the right books, man. You've got to bookend your days. You know, I mean, most people spend time watching the news all day long. Let me tell you something. If you do that, you're going to be depressed. It depresses me just for 5 minutes if I watch. I'm like, turn it, turn it, turn it, turn it. And I say that over and over until someone turns the channel. You know, usually it's only on because it was an accident, because they know Dad can't stand it when the news is on because it drives me nuts. Now, I want to keep up on current affairs. Don't get me wrong, but I can do that on the Internet. I can do that on my iPhone just by hitting the news section and scan through the headlines. And if it catches my interest real quick, I'll scan through it real quick so I kind of understand what's happening there. So I'm intelligent when I'm talking to people out there in the world today and I know what's going on. But I'm not going to spend too much time doing that. I'm going to work on me, because if I'm not working on me, who's working on me? Who am I giving permission to without even knowing it, right? You want to continue to do that. So work on yourself. Work harder on yourself than you do on anything else. I promise you it will pay dividends tenfold. Okay. You know, the knowledge cycle, and this is something that we all go through. in our business. And, you know, the learn knowledge cycle is just learning the business, going through the training, you know, and I love what Dave Hall said a minute ago with the ignorance on fire. You know, the old saying is ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice, you know, because people will come from miles around to watch you burn. Okay, because people want to know what's happening. And so I've had teams that have just taken off and they start running like crazy and they're producing, they're making money and they're doing all kinds of great things. And then they learn how to do the business and they stop, you know, and it's like, what happened? Well, you let information get in the way and trip you up. You know, sometimes it's just keeping it so simple. And I'm just going to tell you this. The more people you have viewing a full presentation and the more people your team have viewing a full presentation, that's really what it comes down to. Don't be the presentation. Don't even give a partial presentation until you get somebody to see the full presentation. Okay? All you have to do is be a great inviter. In other words, inviting people to take a look. You send out a text. Hey, what are you doing for coffee tomorrow at 7? You know, what are you doing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock? You know, whatever the case is, you can do that, okay? A little dry mouth there. Hang on one second. So just keeping it simple and keeping the speed up. The next one is the activity knowledge. You'll actually learn more by doing the activity than you will by talking about it and sitting in class. Don't become a professional training attender. You know, that's something that's always driven me crazy is watching people, you know, all they do is they show up to events and they sit there and they take notes and they know all about the business. And those are usually the ones that I refer to, you know, that know the ins and outs, all the dot all the I's and cross all the T's. Whenever somebody asks me a real technical question, I'll just say, hey, go see, you know, Joe or go see Jane, you know, whoever it is, because they know they're not doing anything with the business, but they know everything about it, but they're not making any money. You know, I got started in the business not to buy a legal plan. I got started in business to make money. And by the way, I fell in love with the legal plan and the ID Shield plan in the process. So I really believed in it. My passion came through. You guys should have given me a hand while I was taking a sip there. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, just a little scratch in my throat. And then teaching knowledge. This is where, and I'm just going to give a quick example of this real quickly, is I remember one time I was in Minnesota. It was about 5 or 6 years into the business. We were at the $250,000 ring, and we were doing our thing. And I remember being up in front of a room about this size in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in the Twin Cities there. And I remember doing the presentation. And one of the gentlemen came up to me afterwards at lunch a little while later, and his name is Dan. I still remember Dan Everett. He passed on. But Dan came up to me and he said, hey, Michael, I just wanted to let you know that you really have arrived when you're in the front of the room and everybody's in the room hanging on the edge of their seat and they're listening to every single word that you say. And, you know that you've really done well and you've arrived. And I said, well, I really appreciate those kind words, but I don't, let me pose something to you. I said, you know, the best thing is when you are attending a training and you're in the back of the room and that trainer up in front of the room is up there and they've got every person in that room hanging on every word. And maybe you have multiple trainers up there doing that. And all of those trainers happen to be in your team and you're just sitting in back and you're watching them do their thing. That's when you're on your way. That's when you're really on your way. And so, you know, and I could use Larry Smith as an example. I mean, you guys know Larry because Larry's got a huge organization out here, which is why I'm here. I don't have to be here. I come out here because I want to be here. You know, somebody asked me last night, you know, why do you keep doing it? Well, I don't have to do it. I just want to do it. There's a big difference between having to do something and wanting to do something. Okay. And so that's what it is about. You know, when you start teaching people how to teach others what the business is all about and how to go out there and make money, that's when you really, you know, your course is set, your sail is set, and you're on your way because things are happening for you. And I remember we were in Arizona a few months back at our team event, and Larry and I just sat in the back of the room and we watched all these trainer after trainer after trainer was on our team, and they were just, and it was like listening to ourselves speak, because it was funny, because it just, people were doing such a great job. We have so many great trainers in our team and doing some wonderful things all around the country, and it's just an empowering feeling. It's a feeling of security. You know, it makes you feel secure and it makes you feel good for your family. You know, I'm going to tell you this, and this is something that's going to help everybody feel secure. When you learn how to do a presentation, like it's just a quick sit down with a Z card or something over a cup of coffee at McDonald's. When you know how to market a membership, you'll always have the ability to make money. Especially, with Legal Shield. in our business. I mean, if you know how to market a membership and recruit an associate, you always have the ability to make money. That is a secure feeling. That's an empowering feeling. If you know how to send a video and then follow it up by answering questions and doing a three-way call with somebody, you always have the ability to make money. And let me tell you, that today, in today's world, is priceless. Because there's a lot of people looking, and it's a financially empowering feeling. So here's what I want to do. I want to talk about the comp plan real quickly, because I realized this when I first, when I brought on a gentleman up in Chicago. His name is Emmanuel. I asked him if I could use his name and stuff, and he said, absolutely. Great guy. He's about 6 months older than I am, so we're the same age. And when he first came on board about 3 months ago, he says, man, I'm going executive director. I'm going executive director. I'm going executive director. But he didn't have anything. He was at associate level. There was no market. He hadn't sold a membership, hadn't recruited an associate or anything. And he kept saying that over and over and again. And I sat down with him for a second. I said, listen, we did a FaceTime, a Zoominar. And so I was talking to him, and I popped this up on the screen, and I went through this next part. And I want to share this with you because I do this with everybody I bring in. And I want all of our associates, just by show of hands, how many associates do we have? Just brand new associates, just started in the business, by show of hands. Okay, I'm talking to you. Yeah, give them a hand. I'm talking to you, and I want you to pay attention to this and take a couple pictures. When you first start, every journey, you know, of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Okay, and so I want you to focus on your next step. I don't want you to focus at the top of the staircase. I want you to focus on the very first step. Okay. And that's to advance to senior associate. That's what your goal is. That's your only goal right now. Okay, when you get to the next step, when you get to senior associate, then we're going to direct you to take the second step. But we're not going to worry about that right now. So for the associates in the room, I just want you to look at this, because understanding the comp plan is critical to your success. Because what you don't know can hurt you. Okay, and I told this story last night at dinner. What you don't know can hurt you. Jim Rohn said this. I got a call in 1995 in November. It was about a little over a year into the business. And it was the third week in November, and it was right before Thanksgiving. And we got a call from the gentleman that Dave Savola placed us under, Cleve Pickens. And Cleve said, well, Mike and Michael, are you on speaker? I said, yeah, we're on speakerphone. He said, I just want to say thank you so much for passing up the $15,000 you passed up to us this month. Okay? And I said, excuse me? You know, I'm kind of like, wait a minute, you know, I understand why you're giving thanks, but what is that? What are you talking about? And it was because we weren't executive directors. We had one big, great organization that was just crushing it, okay? And they were doing 400, 500, 600 sales in a month, all right? And so because we were directors and we had an executive director line, we were missing out on that. And those, actually, it was a director line, and then they went ED, and those overrides were being passed up to our first executive director above us, all right, which was Cleve. And so we didn't know how to get there, and so it hurt us. And we get a call back. So I said, how do you get to executive director? He said, come on down to Orlando. We live in Atlanta, north of Atlanta. And he said, come on down to Orlando, and we'll tell you. And I said, okay, you know, well, you know, holidays got in the way, family, turkey, Christmas, football games, fun stuff, all that good stuff. Well, all of a sudden that came. 3 weeks later, we find ourselves at Christmas, okay? And right before Christmas, we get a call, and Cleve says, hey, guys, just want to let you know you passed up $18,000 so far this month. I said, excuse me? You know, that's $33,000 in the last month and a half in this business that we've already passed up because we didn't qualify to get this bonus, this executive director bonus. And so it obviously hurt us because we didn't know how to get there. And I said, how do you get there? You got to tell us. He said, you got to drive down here. I've got to show it to you. Well, nowadays we have the technology to be able to show it across the country. I don't have to be across the street. But we drove down to Orlando because we couldn't afford to fly down. So we drove down to Orlando. It was only a 5-6 hour drive, but we did it. And we went down there, and we sat down. We went through a presentation with him, and we sat down at a little cafe, and he just started drawing the circles and showing us what we needed to do. We needed to have 3 director lines and 75 sales in each line, or 25 per line and 75 total. And so all these things started coming around, and we understood what to do, but we only had 1 director line at the time. We had a manager line, and then we had about 3 or 4 other ones that were just dead on the vine. Okay, they weren't doing anything. Well, within 2 months, because I saw it, I knew the money was already there, it lit a fire up under my butt, and I got on the phone, and I started making calls. I started getting presentations out. I started sending out the audios that we had using the tools. It was Dave giving a presentation, and I let him do the work for me, and I followed up. Success loves speed. I don't know how many people I called. I wish I would have tracked it now, but I called as many as I could, as fast as I could, and I got them in front of that presentation. And in February, okay, so 2.5 months later, in February, we qualified, and in March, we started receiving that bonus. And that first month as executive directors, it was $17,000. So to us, it was just an incredible feeling. So that's why, but what I want to do is we didn't know the comp plan. So please understand the comp plan. I'm going to go through this real quickly with you. And this is directly from the documents on demand. These are the words that say this. So understand this. You may take a picture of the screen. I know it's small, but you'll be able to get a picture of the screen, okay? Okay, whatever. Some of that went over your head. But when you level up from associate to senior associate, these are our associates. This is what you have to do. To achieve senior associate level by having 3 personal sales and 1 new personally sponsored recruit with a membership, or by having 6 personal sales. This is the step. This is the only step I want you to focus on, associates. Okay? Your only goal is senior associate. Okay? This is what it looks like. You either have 3 memberships, one of those is an associate, or you have 6 memberships. That's what it looks like. Okay? So please focus on that. Now, for their recruits, their sponsors that recruited these individuals, start teaching this. Start teaching this. Now, many of you already are. But what you want to do is make sure that you have your team teaching their new folks, too. If we all become level-up factories in our business, all the other levels will take care of themselves. I can promise you that. If we start teaching our team how to teach what this is, everybody else will start to advance. All right? Now, how many people are already senior associates just by show of hands? There are senior associates in here. Okay, so I'm talking to you guys. I'm talking to you right now. I want you to pay attention because your next step is manager. I go back to Emmanuel. Emmanuel's in Chicago, the gentleman that I recruited. He took the first step. He qualified. Okay? He just texted me before this started today, and he just now took this next step. So now he is a manager as of today. Okay? So I'm excited about that because I had him focused because he was so focused at the top of the staircase. Okay? He wasn't focused on the first step. And then once he got there, we immediately shifted our focus, said, listen, the next step is to go to manager level. Well, I mean, there's the dollar figures. You guys understand how the dollars work with that. You pick up a $20 override on all those. You double your commission. You get a promotion. You get a nice new title, all that good stuff, okay? Leveling up the senior associate to the manager. So for all of our senior associates, this is what the comp plan tells you. All I do is copy it and paste it on a slide, okay? Achieve the manager level by having 3 legs with an active associate in each leg, which is just an associate that has an active membership. Okay? They have an active membership. All right? So you recruit 3 people that have a membership and have a total of 15 organizational or personal sales or a combination therein. They can be combined. All right? So if you did 3 and 1, you need 9 more. If you did 6 membership sales to level up the first time to senior associate, you need 12 more if you did 3, and then if you did 6, you need 9 more, but you just need 15 total. Everybody follow? Okay, so for our senior associates in here, if you did 3 and 1, you just need to get 9 more memberships from somewhere, okay? Maybe you do 4 and there's 5 that are spread out from those 3 lines, you know? One did 2, and the other did 2, and then 1 did 1, okay? So this is what it would look like. So focus on the step. It's 15 total sales. You, okay, as an associate with or 3 associate lines with memberships, and maybe you got 5 out of each team. Maybe there's multiple people in those teams. But maybe it's just those individuals hosted the PBR at their house and then followed it up with a private conference call and then sent out a couple of videos. And the next thing you know, they got 5 in that month. But if you're tracking it and you're working with the people you're bringing in the business and you're helping them advance and you become a level-up qualification factory, then you're going to be able to do this. You're going to be able to help them advance. So maybe you get 5, 5, and 5. So I know this is elementary stuff, but it's important that we make sure that all of our senior associates are focused on getting to manager. And all of our associates are focused on getting to senior associate. Now, if they're already a manager, what is their next level? Senior manager. How many senior managers do we have in here? Okay, I'm going to talk to you on the next slide, so make sure you're paying attention on what you need to do. But basically, here you are as a manager, total of 15 sales. So it's just a few more, and all of a sudden you get $140 on each, plus you pick up a $20 override, another $20 override, or a $20 override on all your senior associate lines. But it said you already had three associate teams, so you add the $220, that's $40 on everything in your associate lines. Okay? So if you're making $40 and there's 10 total sales, then that's an extra $400 that you put in your pocket and you're a manager. Could you get excited about an extra $400? You see, that's how the comp plan works. That extra money comes in, and you may or may not even be involved with it. But because you've taken the time to show them how to advance, and you're teaching your people how to advance, okay, the ones that want to, okay, work with the willing, but make sure that when you are working with the willing, that you make sure that they're focused on the proper things, okay? So this is important. Now, anybody that's an existing manager, I'm talking to you. And anybody that has managers in their team, I'm talking to you, so that we can make sure that we stay focused on what they are supposed to achieve. Their only goal right now is not executive director. It's not platinum. It's not gold. It's not any of that. Their only goal is senior manager, okay? All right? And if their goal is to advance to senior manager, they achieve senior manager level by having three senior associate legs, okay? And 50 total sales, personal or organizational or combination. That's 35 more, because they needed 15 to get to manager. Now they want to get to senior manager. They just need 35 more over any given time frame. So it's cumulative. Okay, everybody follow? So it's not 50 in a month. It's not 50 more once you hit the level. It's only 35 more. So they keep them added up. So understand that. It's important to know this as we're advancing and people are advancing through the comp plan. So now they have 50 total, so focus on the next step, not the entire plan right away. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay, so we know that. So it's 35 more. All right? And then, of course, this is what it would look like. Let's just say you had three lines with senior associates, each have an active membership. Okay? And that would be total of 45 sales. If you got 15 out of each line, plus you did 5. Okay? That would total 50 sales. Now you are a senior manager. Congratulations. Okay? So that's important to understand that. Plus, you pick up more money, and that's always fun to be able to advance, get a promotion, a nice new title. You're making $160 on a $39 sale, a $39.90 sale. That's pretty incredible. And you pick up another $20. So let's say at this point, you go out and recruit somebody new, and they go out and market 5 memberships. You make $60, 20 plus 20 plus 20, times those 5, that's $300 extra, and you weren't even there. Not to mention what's happening in your manager line and your senior associate lines. Okay? So you can pick up even more money in those categories as well. Does everybody follow? Okay? All right. So that's what you're going to look to do. Now, how many senior managers do we have right now that are looking for a director? Okay? All right. So I'm talking to you all. All right? So the goal is to achieve director level. And these are all, and by the way, it's on Docs on Demand in your back office. All that information is there. Just understand it, so you advance faster. That's why my father and I, and God rest his soul, 13 years now, but that's why I've never missed, our company, Dorsey & Associates, Inc., has never missed platinum in 20 years, because we've taught this concept. Because everybody in our team, or I hope most everybody in our team, the main players in our team, know what is required for them to get to the levels in which they're trying to get to, okay? We don't have to think about that. And I say it humbly because we have good people. George doesn't have to think about executive director. He knows exactly what he needs to do. All right, but here's where some fun stuff starts to happen. You already have 50. You need to double it. You just need 50 more, okay? So it's plus 50. All right, so a total of 100. So you achieve director level, by having three manager legs. So you have three manager legs and 100 organizational sales or 100 personal sales, okay? Or a combination when you're building teams. I'm talking about building teams. So it's all cumulative. There's no time limit on this, all right? So if it took a year to do it, great. If it took a month to do it, great. Either way is fine. It's completely up to you, all right? Do not compare yourself to anybody else. Don't compare yourself to their speed or their lack of speed, okay? You know, you come on board and say, well, wait a minute, you're just now a senior associate, you know, or you're just now a manager. I mean, you've been in the business for 23 years. What's the problem? Don't compare yourself to that person. You don't know what's going on in their life. Or how about the guy that comes in or the lady that comes in and all of a sudden she goes platinum in the first minute. Okay? Light speed, right? Don't compare yourself to that either because you don't know what's going on and who they know and what they knew and how all of that. So just focus on your game. Focus on your staircase. Focus on your journey. That's the most important thing. Focus on why you're doing it. The emotional, you know, the emotional attachment to the why you're doing it. So take the step, just one step at a time. Just one step at a time. It's not jumping up to the top of the staircase. You don't want to hurt yourself, and you don't want to fall back down. You want to make sure you're doing it properly, okay? So hopefully this is helping some folks that are in the room right now, but focus on that next step. This is what it would look like. I know the bottom part fell off, but that's 100 total sales down there. But let's just say that, you know, 33, 33, and then one line did 34. Those are three manager lines. That'd be a total of 100. And maybe you didn't do anything, but all of a sudden that was what was there. All right, that's just an example. I have no idea why that period or that dash or whatever is there over by the 33 is. But this is what it would look like. You get more money. You pick up even more bonuses. You're making almost $200, $190 on a $39 sale. Yeah, right? I mean, yeah. We got one person excited, okay? I did my job. I can go home. All right, so now we're going to talk about leveling up to senior director. And this is where the word countable, comes into play, okay? So just remember this. I'm going to share this with you in a second. Senior director, achieve this level by being at director level yourself and then having a minimum of 25 counters or sales that month throughout your organization, all right, in 1 month, including personal sales with no more than 15 from one leg. So there's only 15 countable from one team. So if you have a really strong team that does, say, 25 sales and you think you're supposed to be a senior director, no, you can only count 15 of those, okay? You have to pick up the other 10 elsewhere throughout your organization. And so you must also be Performance Club qualified. That's why you have to be in Performance Club anyways. Make sure you stay focused on that. It's critical to our business. All right, so here's what it would look like. Let's say you had a manager leg, and they did 20 sales, 15 count. 15 count towards your senior directorship, all right? And then you have one manager leg. They're not doing a whole lot, but they did 5. Okay, and then you had one that did 7, all right? Well, you had a total of 32 sales, but 27 of them were countable. So you went over 25, and now you're a senior director, okay? Any questions? Makes sense. Yeah. I'm PCQ for life at this point because of the amount of PC qualifiers in my team, but that happens as you start to build. Okay, I don't know how it happened. It just did. We just preached it. But I qualify anyways because I want to lead by example. I want to make sure the team sees my numbers. You know, make sure that they know I'm recruiting, I'm selling, I'm out there making it happen too. I'm not just sitting on my hands, all right? Yeah, you're PC qualified as well. Okay. Sorry, that's a good question. Thank you, all right? But, yes, you have to PC qualify. I need to add that. My daughter did these slides, so give her a break, okay? No, it's my fault. It's my fault.
Take her paycheck.
Right, right. All right, so going on, and we'll take questions in a minute. Please write your questions down, and we'll get back to it. Please do. I will answer it. Senior directors, 25 sales in a month. But now all of a sudden you get a $50 raise on each – a commission raise on each sale. So now you're making $230. Plus, you pick up $40 on all the sales of your team if there's no other, you know, that are happening on all director lines, you know, but you get to add that to everything else. So if you go out and recruit somebody brand new, then you're looking at $140 in overrides. So that brand new person, maybe you recruit three or four people at this point, and they go out and sell a total of 10. That's an extra $1,400. That's pretty exciting. That's leverage. So that's what you want to do. Same concept applies to executive director. Okay? So as an executive director, achieve executive director by being at the director level with 50 sales in a month, personal or organizational, cannot count more than 20 from one leg. All right? And a leg is just whatever that person is and whatever's happening with it underneath that person, okay, or that company, whatever it is. All right? So 20 sales, and then qualify for the activity requirement, which is meaning that you're engaged. You're engaged in the business. You're hosting calls. You're on calls. You're going to conference. You don't miss Oklahoma City. You're at your weekly briefing. You're doing what you're supposed to do. There's actually, I think, a sheet that says what you're supposed to be doing in order to qualify for that bonus. But you qualify in 1 month to receive it on all organizational sales, which is something that's absolutely phenomenal. Okay, this is where Cleve was making all that money that we passed up to him because he was able to add these things. Okay, but also, in addition to that, then 50 personal sales, you can do that too, but you can also count part of those. All right. And then if you wanted to, let's say that if you're going platinum in a platinum scenario, let's say you had three executive director lines, you can go out and write 50 yourself and count yourself as an executive director line. So they allow you to do that too. So the company really works with us to help us achieve higher levels. But let's just stay focused right here. Congratulations, you're now an executive director. And you pick up that bonus on next month's production. So what's important about that is I see people do all kinds of crazy stuff just to get the title. But then the next month, they just kind of sit on their hands. Or they just dial it back. So there's a difference between qualifying and capitalizing. So if you qualify for executive director, that just means you qualified to get the money. Now what are you going to do about getting more money? So you want to make sure that you are earning it and going out there and making it happen by continuing to do what we do, which is keeping it simple by getting more people to take a look at a full presentation and getting our team to have more tools out in the market and more guests out at events and more of our team out to events. It's what it comes down to. Events are the glue. They just solidify people. They just see a bigger picture. They feel better. It builds their belief. It builds their faith in their company. It builds faith in themselves and their belief in themselves. So it's just so critical. How many people have already picked up some stuff up today just from this event that makes you a little bit better than you were yesterday without being here? Okay? So think about what that's going to do for your folks on your team. Think about that. So don't be selfish. Make sure you share the feeling, try to do the best you can to deliver the emotion people get from it. Let me tell you something, man. Our first event, we had 12 people with us. Our next event, we had hundreds because we were that fired up. It touched me on a level I'd never seen before from a business standpoint. I was so excited, and it just lit my fire, and I was on. Let's go, because I knew that we could set ourselves up if we were put our head down and went to work. I'm willing to work my tail off, for a certain period of time to set myself up forever, and that's basically what we've done. I could have retired a long time ago. I mean, what are you going to do? I'm 47. That's not old. I mean, maybe some of you millennials, but it's like, this isn't work. This is fun. I love sharing this great business with people. Okay. Cause there's so many. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, what does it look like? I just want to give you some examples of kind of what the structure kind of looks like. But, like, if you have a big team that maybe they did 37 out of this one director line, okay, 20 count from that team. So you just add them up. You want to make sure that you say, okay, you can go through. And that's the beauty of legacy. You can track it. You can see it. The tree is there. And you look at each one of those organizations, where they're coming from, and how many are there and how many you can count. So don't miss it by two or three memberships because you thought you had it. And I've seen people go through this, and it's because we stopped teaching this a long time ago. We need to just make sure that we're teaching it, not just on a one-on-one basis, but we need to make sure that we're teaching it to the crowd, okay, so people can see exactly what it's all about. So 50 countable sales, and that's the word countable. You know, that's really what it comes down to, is 50 countable sales within a month. And those are just people protection, you know, the family plan, you know, that you're helping out, or individuals. And now you get to pick up even more money. Now you're making $280 on a $39 sale. It's ridiculous. Okay. You know, and then you pick up $50 more. So there's a lot of overrides that are there. But then that doesn't even include bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and so on. So I can just tell you that this is just the first phase, and this is what you just want to learn. But know that there's more money there, even more so on there, plus there's residuals. I'm not getting into all that because that just puts me to sleep, okay? I'm not good at explaining it, but I'm great at experiencing it. So, I mean, I can just tell you, okay? So, you know, just having fun. So I just want to talk about prospecting real quickly, okay? And this is really important. This is the number one. You have to look at this as if it's a skill, because it is a skill. You have to know how. You got to get good at inviting. And that's what prospecting is inviting, okay? Inviting people. Rule number one, there's some rules to it. You have to emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. In other words, you can't care what the person you're talking to thinks. It just doesn't matter, because whether they say yes or whether they say no, it has nothing to do with you and I. It has nothing to do with Legal Shield. It just has something to do with them. Maybe the timing in their life is just not right. You know, maybe it's just not right now. Be nice anyways. Just share it. If they see it, great. If they don't, it's okay. If they don't want to see it, that's okay too. Be nice. Move on to the next one. There's a ton of people that have never even heard about it. It just gets in my craw when I see people get mad because, oh, we're talking to the same person. What do? Go talk to somebody else. You know? And just say, listen, I don't want to bother you. I don't want to step. This is my term I've always used. I don't want to bother you. I don't want to step on your toes. You were talking to them first. You know, we are an honest company. We do things with integrity. I do. So make sure you continue to talk with that individual, okay? And make sure you do the right thing, because integrity is what you do when nobody else is looking, all right? So then move on, because there's so many other people out there that have never even heard about it, and they need our services, and they need this opportunity. Okay, so let's make sure we go talk to them. Number two, be yourself. Now, don't use a script and try to read from it and say, hi, Mr. or Mrs. Prospect, how are you today? Period. You know, just work it into your conversation. It's just having a conversation with people. It's just having fun. You know, I mean, some of the simplest things you can do is say, listen, I'm expanding my business in the area. If I can ever be of assistance, can I help you out? You know, give me a call if I can ever help you out. I just use my cards. Have you ever heard of identity theft? What are you doing about it? Well, listen, we can help you. If I can, give me a call if you're interested. You know, it's as simple as that. Okay? People say, oh, I don't like to give out cards. Let me tell you something. I want my name out there everywhere. I don't care how it gets out there. I just want to make sure everybody within a 10-mile radius of where I live knows that if they have a legal situation, an ID Shield situation, or if they're looking for an opportunity, they need to call me. Okay? And that's as simple as that. That's what I want to know. And the cards are the most inexpensive, easy way. Plus, I have my prospect information on there. I got my links. They can go straight to Get Paid Daily. They can go straight to Brian Carruthers' little 20-minute presentation. It's right there on Prospect by Legal Shield. If you're not using Prospect by Legal Shield, I can promise you, you're probably not duplicating. You're probably not growing. And if you're not growing, you're shrinking or you're stagnant. So use Prospect. Now, if you're afraid of technology, don't be. And I say this with it's so easy to use. Can you do this? Everybody knows how to do that. Can you read? Pretty much know how to handle it. Follow the instructions. If you can't, ask somebody. There's a training already in the back office, the learning management system. Just watch a video. Do you know how to watch a video and listen? Uninterrupted? Yeah, uninterrupted is important. It will teach you how to do it. If you have to watch it 100 times, watch it 100 times. Use Prospect. It's split-second marketing. Now, I'm not saying don't know how to do a presentation. I'm saying the tools allow you to duplicate fast. Yes, you want to know how to do a presentation. You're going to learn anyways just by attending the events and making sure you're at an event, you know. And if you're in the B2B industry, yeah, you need to make sure that you know how to present. And I want you to do that just for your own sake, because you become more well-rounded. But that's not the thing. The thing is, why'd you get in business? You want to help people. You want to make money. If you want to do that, use prospect. It's critical. It's critical to your success. Okay. And there's tons of Patrick and Julie Shaw are hilarious when they post their videos. You can watch it. Patrick is the one that helped design, basically brought prospect to the company. Okay. And he did a phenomenal job for all of us. So I'm indebted to Patrick. I love that guy. You know, and so it's very helpful. But when you're out there prospecting yourself, you detach your emotions from it. You don't care what they say, whether it's yes or no. It doesn't matter. You're yourself. You bring some enthusiasm. And you don't have to be, you know, a Dave Civola cheerleader. Okay? You don't have to be that person. Just be a little bit more excited. Have some music in your voice. That's what my dad used to teach me. He said, Michael, do you have any music in your voice? You know, I can tell when you're on and when you can tell when you're not. When there's conviction. When you believe in what you're doing. And that's important. You know, just share. Just be a little bit more enthusiastic. And then have a strong posture. You know, I told last night, I will give the same exact presentation to a billionaire that I will to his janitor in his building. Okay? It's the same presentation. We are Legal Shield, and dang it, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of that, and I don't care what you think. You know, we got a great company. We got a great marketing structure. We got a great service. We got a great network of attorneys. We got a great corporate office. We got a great network of ID Shield advisors. We got a great field. We got great people, great leadership. We have got some of the best leaders and speakers and trainers and teachers in any company out there. I can promise you, we'll stand toe to toe and probably kick their butts when it comes to that, because we've got a great company. So if this is your first company, be grateful that you found it, because you found the right company right now. I did when I was 24. I haven't looked at anything else. I don't even get approached because my posture is so strong from other companies. People know, don't mess with me, because what you've got is trivial compared to what I've got. Now, I don't mean to disrespect anything, because I'm not going to disrespect other companies. I'm just going to say what we have is special. It's unique. There's nothing else out there like ours. They don't do what we do, how we do it, as effective as we do it. And there's not the same opportunity. I want to feel good about what I market. I want to feel like I'm a professional. I don't want to sell pantyhose, okay, or lipstick. That's just not Michael, okay? I'm happy with what I'm doing. And so I encourage you to get proud, okay? You want to sell pantyhose? No, I don't think so. All right? So not that there's anything wrong with pantyhose, okay? I mean, you go rob a bank with a pantyhose, right? I mean, it's fine. I'm kidding. That's obviously a joke, okay, for those people that don't understand jokes. All right. But finding prospects, keeping it simple, make the list of contacts. But here's the one thing. It's not just your list. Don't look at your list as if that's the person. Look at the list as if they have lists that they don't even know about. When my sister got involved in real estate, I have no idea. She's supposed to be the smart one. She's 15 months older than me. I've got two older sisters. You know, but she got involved in real estate. She is in Legal Shield. Okay. I have no idea why she decided to do this. All of her kids are grown now, and so she decided that she needed some purpose. And so she got in real estate. Great for her. That's her thing. That's fine. Okay. So the first thing that Harry Norman Realtors did was told her to make a list of everybody she knew and let them know that she's in real estate. And to say, hey, listen, if you're going to list or buy a home in the next 6 months, call me. Get it out on social media. Get it out via text. Get it out via phone call. Get it out via mailer. Just anything and everything you can possibly do, just let everybody know about it. Well, that's the same thing we're asking you to do with this. Let everybody know about Legal Shield and what we do. And that's all you're doing. You're in business. This is a business project. I'm going to give you some scripture in a minute. You'll be able to take pictures of it. And you'll be able to see how important that is. Look at the list. Think about the people that they know, like I said. And don't prejudge anybody, because you don't know where it's going to lead. You know, some of the folks that you think are going to do it, don't. Some of the folks you think are going to do it, do it. Okay? Some of the folks you don't think are going to do anything, do, and they surprise you. Some of the folks you think aren't really going to do anything, don't do anything, so they don't let you down. You just can't. You don't know. Our business really frustrates intelligent people. It does. It really does frustrate, because you think it's supposed to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way to Z. But it's really A, B, 7, 4, B, C, D, L. I mean, it's just all across the board. There's no formula. You just have to have faith that this works. If you expose enough people, If you believe in yourself, you do the proper activity, the income-producing activity, the results will come if you stay strong enough, long enough, and you're consistent about it every single day. Just be consistent about introducing new people to this business, and it will explode for you, I promise. You're one recruit away from a financial explosion into your household. You're three or four away from setting your whole life up and changing your whole lifestyle. Okay? Just go do it. Go find them. They're out there. Okay? Just go make it happen because you can make it happen for yourself. Constantly expand the list. Create an active prospect list. Okay? Make sure you're always adding to it. You're meeting new people. I'm going to give you some ideas about that. You know, remember this. Write this down. I still have this on my desk. Because I learned this, I heard this from Larry Smith, somebody I recruited in the business, taught me this, and I thought to myself, this is very powerful. Larry said, professionals sort, amateurs convince. I'm not here to convince anybody. I'm just sorting. I'm removing the dirt, looking for the gold. That's all I'm doing. I'm not focused on the gold. I'm focused on removing the dirt. And that's what I'm focused on. And so when someone says, no, I'm okay with it. It's fine with me. Thank you. I got you out of the way. You know, can I keep you informed? Put them in a campaign on prospect, let it drip on them. Okay? And I just continue to go, continue to go, continue to go. And that's what you want to do. Professionals sort, amateurs convince. If you live by that mantra, it will help you in our business. All right? And then network on purpose. You know, join Business Network International, BNI, the local chamber, entrepreneur shows, boat shows. Wherever there's people, they're prospects. Like I said, if they're 18 years or older and have a pulse, you need to talk to them. Okay? That's just really that simple. People say, well, who do you talk to? Are you kidding me? People are everywhere. They're people. You know? And it could be as simple as, listen, if I can ever help you out, would you give me a call? And give them your business card. Or give them a Z card. Or talk. Do you keep your income options open? There's a bunch of questions I'm going to give you here in a second that you're going to see that you're going to go, wow. But there are a lot of networking groups out there. Google your groups in your city. I did this just this week earlier just to see. Salt Lake City. I went on Google. I said business networking events in Salt Lake City, Utah. Okay? And this is what populated. Salt Lake City networking events. Eventbrite. Utah business networking events. Professional networking events. Business networking event meetups in Salt Lake City. Network after work. Okay? There's a lot of folks that have full-time jobs that are working part-time. You know, they have their side gigs. I mean, many people are already doing it. They just don't talk about it. Okay? You know, so there's so many things that are out there. Just make sure you're using it. Go meet the people. And a lot of times they just say, hey, come on out and tell us what you do. You know, I have people that are doing lunch and learns. You know, and they're having great success with lunch and learns. My new executive director line, Platinum 2, this month, my new brand new executive director line, he's never been executive director before. Does lunch and learns once a week. And it's just through business networking. He goes to all these events and says, listen, I'm doing come introduce yourself, introduce your business. I'm going to sit down, and as you're eating lunch, I'm going to talk to you about identity theft. You heard about the Equifax breach. Okay, great, I'll be there. You know, he had 33 people in there. He signed up 26 of them. You know, yeah, I mean, they all bought a membership. So over halfway to his executive director last month. So I was happy for Chris, and that's what he was doing. He just used our slides and just used some of the old ones that we have with the identity theft slides and just talked about it, looked up some statistics and put something together, and that's what he did. It's just a quick little presentation. Now he's going back and talking to him about Legal Shield and the opportunity, but he just dripped on him and let him know. People wanted it right away. So those are the things that are out there, okay? How much time do I have? Just so I know. It's 12:42. Okay, all right, so I got a little bit of time, all right? Just recruiting, just when it comes to keys to recruiting, just remembering these things, just some simplicity. Presentations are everything, number one, you know, and that's what I keep talking about. It's just a full presentation. Be a great inviter. Get people to come take a look. Engage in the income-producing activity every day. Just do it every day. Embrace the grind. Embrace it. Just embrace, you know, introducing new people to it, all right? IPA, income-producing activity. Two exposures a day. That's what it's about. There's power in that. Brian Carruthers, our number one income earner, active income earner, wrote a great PDF on one of his websites. It says the two-a-day phenomena. Okay, and it's just a great little four- or five-page PDF. It's a great read. but he talked about how two a day and how powerful that is, compounded over time. Remain focused. Eliminate your distractions, okay? And this is really critical because people do get distracted. But all distractions are equal, all right? They're all equal. So what we want to do is make sure that we respect our Legal Shield business, which is what I talked a little bit about a minute ago, is respecting it. You know, if you decide, hey, you know what, I'm not going to go to this week's business briefing. I'm going to go to the movie instead. Okay. Well, it's kind of fitting. But, you know, and what it tells the people that you live with, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your whoever you cohabitate with, your children, whatever it is, it tells them that you don't necessarily respect your business. And you need to make sure that you respect it, because if you respect it, they'll respect it. If you don't respect it, they won't either. And they'll become more of a pain in the butt to you. Okay? So you don't want that. You don't need that. Make sure that you stay focused and you're there. You know, listen, Tuesday night, Thursday night, whatever, whenever your briefing is, that's my Legal Shield time. I take time before to get ready. There's things that I do to prepare. And there's time after. There's the event after the event. So you're making sure that you're attending these things. And you're doing that with your team, and you're prospecting, you're out there, you're bringing guests. Don't just go to the event, don't just go to the briefing, bring guests with you so your team sees you doing that. Don't just show up by yourself. Yes, show up regardless if you have guests, but make sure you have invited and taken the time to do that. But the most important part is respecting it inside your household, okay, so that they support you. But how do you get their respect? How do you get them to support you? By letting them know what's in it for them. Because that's what we all do. There's a great book, and I don't have it on here. It's actually a booklet. It's so small. And you can just download it on your phone or your tablet or whatever. It's called Skill with People by Les Giblin, G-I-B-L-I-N. One of the greatest reads I've ever read. And it took me 15 to 20 minutes to read it. Okay? It's just called Skill with People. Because people are not worried about you and me. They're worried about them. So you have to let people know what's in it for them. If you let people know what's in it for them, Skill with People, let me tell you, read that book over and over and over again. I listened to it as well because I actually read it in my voice into an audio because I couldn't find it on audiobook. All right, because I love audiobooks in my car. So read that, okay? And the more you do that, the better you're going to get at prospecting. You're going to be you'll have more guests at your event. And that's what the key is. The fortune's in the immediate follow-up as well. And following up is everything in our business. It's one thing to get people to take a look at it. Okay, it's another thing to follow up. So when I talk to somebody, I not only call them, you know, multiple times, but I'll leave a voicemail. I'm professional, but I'm not a pest. Okay, but when I call somebody and I know they've seen a full presentation, I leave a message if they don't answer, but I also shoot them a text. So I do both. People say, do you text people or voicemail? Yes. It's both. I do both. I don't just do one or the other. I do both. And that's what people do today. And I also send an email occasionally because some people still do email. I don't know why, but they do. Okay? I mean, it's just you have to do that too sometimes. So, and then make sure you're always out there asking for referrals in addition to that. All right? So this is some of the follow-up statistics that I love to read. 48% of all salespeople never follow up with a prospect. You have 25% of all salespeople make a second contact, and then they stop, okay? 12% only make three contacts with the follow-up, okay, and then they stop. Only 10% of sales are made, okay, make more than – only 10% of salespeople make more than three contacts. You know what I should do? I should actually put my glasses on so I could read the screen, okay, because it's a little fun. Hey, I can see it now. All right. 2% of all sales are made on the first contact. 3% of all sales are made on the second contact. 5% are made on the third. 10% are made on the fourth. And 80% are made on the fifth to the 12th contact. That's follow-up. That's follow-up. It's being a professional. Sales is a profession. Network marketing is a profession. You know, people say, oh, I'm a doctor. I'm a professional. Great. I'm a professional. I'm a professional network marketer, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of our company. I'm a professional sales associate with Legal Shield. I'm sure you've heard of identity theft. Okay? And so you want to make sure you have that posture, but you follow up. Because following up is everything. Timing is everything in someone's life, and you and I don't know the timing. in their life. All right? So, number five, remember, adversity is normal. Adversity is normal. You're going to go through ups and downs. There are going to be people who are going to say yes and then do nothing. So you're going to hit some things. But this is where you tap back into the emotional resource and the reason why you started. So you get past the adversity. You get past that obstacle. You go through it, around it, over it, under it. Whatever you got to do, you just go do what you got to do. Okay? That obstacle is only going to be temporary. Most things in life are temporary. Okay? So make sure that you take care of that. All right? Some people are going to say no. Some people are going to say yes. It's not personal. Just remember why you started in the first place. If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up. Just be consistent. That's all we're asking you to do, is be consistent. If it's not working right now, if the business isn't working for you right now, it's working on you right now. Okay? It's testing you. It's God's way of testing you how bad you want it. All right? So let's make sure we're on that. We would take care of it. And then success is a numbers game. If I told you right now that I line up 1,000 people or even 2,000 people in a single file line, I told you to go and introduce them, just introduce yourself and say, hey, listen, do you keep your income options open? Yes. Some are going to say no. And the ones that say yes, you say, if I email you a video, will you watch it? And those people say yes. Some are going to say no. All right? And you went through all 2,000 of them. And you ended up finding four at the end of that, and it meant a multiple six-figure income. At the end of that line, would you go talk to that 1,000 or 2,000 people? Yes or no? Okay, so my question is, what are you waiting for? You're that close. No, you really are that close to a six-figure income. You don't realize it, and you don't believe it. So that I can't do anything about that. Your upline can't do anything about that. But you can do something about that. You are that close. Because there's hundreds of people already doing it, and they're not any better than you. You just have to believe it. You can change your whole lifestyle. You can change all the things that you want to change. You can get better. If you want it, that's up to you. Okay? That's the beauty of our business, is it's a great vehicle, and people need it. It's not something that they can go buy at Walmart. It's not something they can go buy at Target. It's not something they can go buy at the local store. They can only buy it here. All right? I mean, and the market is massive. 97 out of 100 people we talk to, 97 or 98 out of 100 people we see don't have it, don't even know about it, but need it. So let's just make sure we don't forget that, guys. Let's talk about some recruiting approaches, and this is number one. And, people say, what do you say? Do you keep your income options open, Mr. Prospect or Mrs. Prospect? And if they say yes, they say, great. If I email you or text you a short video, a link to a video, would you watch it? If I would, you? Not hard. What if you just went and did that and you think, man, I really screwed that up. Next thing you know, they sign up. How would you feel? You go, what the heck is wrong with me? Why haven't I been doing this the whole time? Let me tell you something. Just go get a little success. Just have a little success. And then remember the feeling. And you have big success. Or whatever success is to you. Whatever the reason why you started in the first place. So you look at this one. You say, Mr. Prospect, if I could show you a way to potentially make an extra $500 a month, would you be interested in checking it out? Great. If I email you a short video, will you watch it? See, this is what I'm talking about. It's tools. It's a tool. And that's why prospect is so important. It's split-second marketing. Unless you're sitting right in front of them, you have a DVD, you can hand it to them. But you still want to put them in prospect, so you follow up. It's your follow-up system. It's my electronic Rolodex. I can't function without my prospect. And I've got thousands of prospects in my prospect app. All I do is press the button and it opens up. I'm like, hey, cool. That was supposed to be funny. It wasn't, though. All right. Mrs. Prospect, I just started a business project that already has hundreds of people making profits. Would you be interested in taking a look at it? Yeah, I'd love that. What is it? Well, I can't really tell you right now, but great. If I give you a link to a website, would you, to watch a complete presentation, would you watch it? Or if I sent you a video, would you watch it? Video does a better job than me. I can explain it to you. Watch the video first. We'll get together. and you do a three-way call with your expert. All right? So it's little. I love that approach. Just started a business project that already has hundreds of people making profits, earning profits with our company. Would you, if I sent you a video, would you want to take a look? It's just simple stuff, guys. I know this is minutia for some. If I gave you a DVD, would you watch? If I gave you a CD, would you listen to it? If I gave you a magazine, would you read it? Maybe a Z card, would you go through it? If I invited you to a special invitation-only webinar, would you be on? Would you attend? If I invited you to a special invitation-only conference call every night of the week, okay, Mr. Hall talked about, would you listen in? Okay, again, it's just simple stuff. It's simple stuff, and I don't want to be redundant, but I'm going to go ahead and be redundant, okay? I mean, it really is that simple. Don't complicate it, please. Now, we have 1,000 things coming at us, and we want you to, oh, by the way, tomorrow, make sure, this is a little teaser from the Platinum Council. Okay, this is not a call. Make sure you pay attention to tomorrow's newsletter that you get from Darnell Self, all right? There's going to be some really cool stuff that you guys are going to love. There's one main announcement you guys are going to really like. At least the people that are building. If you're not building, you're not going to like it. You don't even know what it means. So it doesn't matter. But I will tell you, you're going to like it. All right? Mrs. Prosper, this is a membership approach. Okay? Don't ask somebody if they have their will. Ask the last. When was the last time you updated your will? All right? Say, I don't have one. Say, great. If I could show you a way to update your will for less than $20 a month, would you want to take a look at it or sit down with me over a cup of coffee or whatever? If I would, you. All right? Great. Sit down with them. Over a cup of coffee. Do a presentation. Mrs. Prospect, what type of identity theft protection do you have in place for your family? I don't have any. Why wouldn't you have any in today's time? Did you hear about the Equifax breach? 143 million people and multiple breaches thereafter. Did you hear about it? You need to make sure you're protected from it. Otherwise, you're subjected to it. If I could show you a way to protect yourself and your family for less than $20 a month, would you want to check it out? Would you take the time to check it out? Take a few minutes. You see? Just keeping it simple, okay? Everybody getting this stuff? All right? That's what it is. It's just prospecting, introducing people to the info. All right? That's all we do. All right? I'm going to jump through that real quick. Closing. When you follow up, I know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep going. All right. 4-question close. This is something that's really important to be able to close. When you do it, someone says, hey, I've got a prospect that's taking a look at a full presentation. Will you do a 3-way call? I know exactly what I need to do because I do the same thing every single time. I ask questions. So, yeah, no problem. Great. You know, get on 3-way call. I'm on the call. Dave, hey, did you check out the information? Yeah. I checked out the information. Wonderful. Okay. What did you like best about what you saw? He tells me, do you see an opportunity? Yeah. I see an opportunity. Okay, Dave, based on everything you've seen here today, if you're going to start part-time, how much money do you need to make on a part-time basis to make it worth your while? He says $1,000 extra a month. So I mentally make a note of $1,000 extra a month. I say, okay, great. How many hours per week are you realistically able to give to it in order to get to $1,000 a week? And Dave says, I can put 5 hours a week in, hour a night, Monday through Friday. So I mentally make a note, $1,000 a week, he's got an extra 5 hours he can put into it. Okay? And I say, great, that's wonderful. How many months are you willing to put into it in order to get to that $1,000 a week? How many months are you willing to stay consistent, okay, working 5 hours a week in order to get there? And he says, in order to reach that income level, he says 6 months. So, okay, he wants to make $1,000 a week, working 5 hours a week in 6 months' time. He wants to be at that level. So then I just bring it all together with the last question. And I did this. This is on LMS, too. If I could show you how to develop that $1,000 a month or a week working about 5 hours a week for the next 6 months, and you were able to do that in the next 6 months, is there anything else you need to know before we get you started? And then I'm quiet. I just shut up and I'm quiet and let them answer. He's either in or not. She's either in or not. It's not up to me. And I don't take it personally. And I don't get too excited if they get in. I don't get too down if they don't. Emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. Got some good music going? It's the other lady that got mad at me next to her. Okay. You two are troublemakers. You know, use prospect, use the stuff. It's all split-second marketing. Use the tools and events. Keep it going, all right? This is Brian. If you guys don't have this, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here in a minute. But if you don't have this, it's in Brian's book, Building Your Empire. Building an Empire, right? Building an Empire. I've listened to it 3 times and I've read it twice. All right. And it's a compilation of every convention I've ever been to in the last 20 years. It's awesome. All right. So, I mean, it's just get excited. Y'all take pictures. Ready? Go. Do, 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 do. No. All right. Here we go. And ready? Go. No. No. That came from Ryan. Here, I'm going to go backwards. Hurry. Okay. You mess with me. See, you're a troublemaker, too. You go sit back there. You go sit in the back of the room with the ladies in the back. What's that mess? Okay. All right. Conduct a PBR. You know, you want to make sure you're doing that. It's on there. Take a picture. Okay, no. Don't. Conduct a private conference call. Don't. I'm just kidding. It's in his book. Just read the book. Okay. All right. Set up your conference call. Start, you know, anybody that doesn't show up to the PBR, do a PCC. You know what? Just put them on the regular calls. I don't want to duplicate any of this stuff. You get it? Want to smile? No? Okay. I don't know. Whatever. All right. Attend your local business briefing. All right, who's a smart aleck? You guys are troublemakers. Bunch of animals. No, it's a rowdy bunch. No, that was funny. All right, next. I promise I'm going to get back to training and we're going to wrap it up quick. All right, so we're almost done. All right, we're going to be finished early. People go, oh, thank God. I will say something about this slide. Be a sponge. Just check your ego at the door and come in. Just be a sponge. Let me tell you something. The last couple conventions, I haven't had to speak, and it's been the coolest experience. I get to go sit and just take notes because I love being a student, just a student. Just want to learn and then go apply it. You know, that's the key, is applying it. But really, I mean, a lot of stuff I hear I've already heard it before, but it's a great reminder. So, anyways, be a sponge, learn the business, and learn how to teach it. And the last one is the International Convention. I think Dave did a great job. Don't miss it. Do not miss it. It's our Super Bowl. You know, and get it from your upline executive director, you know, for very inexpensive. What was it, $49 or whatever? Who cares? It's our Super Bowl. Go. Because, listen, everybody at the event is not making $10,000 or more a month. But everybody that's making $10,000 or more a month is at the event. Success leaves clues. It's critical to remember that and not forget it. If I know that there are people there that are making millions, have made millions, and they're making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month, and they're at the event, and I get to learn from them for $49, or I don't care if it's $500, I'm going. I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to just go see somebody that wrote a book because they read a bunch of other books and put a book together themselves, but they never did anything business-wise. That's why I respect Brian's book over many other business books that I've read. Because some of the books that I've read before are ridiculous because they didn't do it. They studied on how to write the book. All right? So that's why I'm always careful about what I read and what I actually buy into. All right? It's a very important part. All right. So let's just talk about success in the last couple slides, and I'm done. Let me just tell you, you got to tap into that resource inside yourself that understands that, you know, we're going to go through life anyways. 5 years are going to pass. 10 years are going to pass anyways. You know, some will be here, some won't. It's okay. We understand that success, if you start your journey with our business, a lot of people are way mistaken, and they think the left side of that picture is what success is supposed to be. You're supposed to go straight to the top. You're supposed to go straight to the top of the staircase. Let me tell you something. That staircase that I showed you, I should have put a spiral staircase with some holes in it, all right, and other levels and hidden doors, all right, because the right side of it is what success really looks like. You're going to go through ups and downs, but your why, the reason why you started, is the reason why you're going to be successful or you're not going to be successful. It's going to be completely up to us. We're going to go through it. You either go through it, around it, under it, over it, whatever it is, but you've got to have that grit. You got to have that just that tenacity that I am not going to quit. You're not going to get it from me. We live in the greatest country in the world. I you know, no, it's not perfect. But let me tell you something. Go somewhere else. Go to Cuba. You know, go to Poland. Go to Russia. Go to the Middle East. You want to talk about messed up? Go to third world countries. You'll see the difference real quick. There's a big difference. You live in America. There are people that are dying to get into this country.
Literally.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And there are people that are born here that take it for granted. The opportunity. We are the land of opportunity. If you gave up, that's scarcity. That's a scarcity mentality. There's a wealth of abundance in this country. And you got to get hungry. And you got to say, you know what? I'm not worried about the people from the past. I'm going to go build new people. I'm going to go find new people, and I'm going to go to the top. My past does not equal my future. I equal my future, and I'm going to go do it because my family's worth it. My, you know, whatever it is, your why, my why is worth it, and I'm going to go do it regardless. I'm going to the top. I don't care what anybody else says. I dare you to say I can't do it. I'm begging you to say I can't do it. Because I look forward to the day of shoving it in your face and telling you that I just did it. And that's what I'm telling you right now. You got to get that inside you. You know, I love it when there's people in this room right now that are looking at me and saying, man, I can do that better than he can. And you know what? You're the one we're looking for. You're the one we're looking for. You got to get hungry. You got to get after it. Because let me tell you something. If you don't, somebody else is going to. And if somebody else can do it, you can do it. We believe in you. Legal Shield believes in you, and they want you to be successful. How many companies have you ever worked for that want you to be successful? How many bosses want you to be more successful than them? They don't, because they're going to take their job. Here, we want you to. I've had people come in my business and say, I'm going to blow right by you, Michael Dorsey. And I turn around and say, man, you better hurry up. I will help you do it. You know, and then you never see him again. Scarcity. You got to kick scarcity to the curb and stomp the life out of it. Yes. And think abundantly and go after it and go build your business, because most people allow our company and allow our future, let your future, it's controlled by fear, and it's just false evidence appearing real. So you can either forget everything and run or face everything and rise. But don't let fear determine your destiny. Your family's worth it, and this is worth it, and you can do it in this company. Bring that back out with you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in the next 10 years, 2 years, 6 months, whatever it takes. Just go do it, and don't allow fear to stop you from becoming the person you're meant to be in God's eyes. I thank you, guys. Now, I do want to do. Hey, I have to say, thank you. We're almost done. I get to bring up the great Dave Hall to talk to you about the big event that we have coming up. And you guys are going to be so excited about this next speakers that are coming through town at the next Super Saturday. You guys want to know who it is?
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I'm not going to tell you, because Dave is going to tell you. All right? So you guys welcome Mr. Dave Hall. We appreciate you, brother.
All righty.
Good stuff, guys. Are we testing 1, 2, 3? We got this mic on.
that any better?
Okay.
We'll just go with that. Can you guys all hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, it's good enough. All right. I've never been accused of being too quiet. So. All right. You guys buckle in because you guys, having someone like a $500,000 ring earner come here and spend a couple days with us and go out to dinner with us and then come and train us and go through nuts and bolts. And everyone comes to these events at different levels. Sometimes, you know, I totally forgot how valuable it is to explain to the new people, here's what you need to focus on, step number one. I just assume everybody knows that. And I assume everybody knows step number two and step number three. Why? Because my focus is on a different step. And I forget that sometimes I've got brand new people that need someone to really sit down and say, by the way, did you know this? I turned to Mr. Burns when he mentioned it, when he said, you have to be in performance club to be a senior director. And I turned to him, I go, that's the first time I've really ever taken that in. Because I've never focused on performance club. Because it's just never been an issue in 18 years. I never think about, am I going to get my points? Because if you're just doing two exposures a day, getting your points is always just a byproduct of it. So it's never, oh my gosh, how am I going to get in performance club this month? Don't even think about it. Never even look at the report. Don't ever try to figure out, well, am I going to get my points this month? But I know how it is for new people. Like, oh my gosh, I qualified in performance club my first month. How am I going to do it next month now? And we need to sometimes revisit those basics. And so I'm so grateful that, you know, a leader comes into town and talks to everybody at every different levels. Had some nuggets for people looking for the platinum level. Had nuggets for the people that are brand new associates. Just signed up at the business briefing today. Love learning at all levels here today. So awesome, awesome opportunity. Now, next month. Mark down the dates before I show the slide. What's the date for? Is it the 11th? No, November 11th. Mark. Oh, yeah. Thank you, George. I totally forgot. We skipped the level up slide before we were going through there. Somehow it got hidden. So before we go to who's coming next month, if you advance from associate to senior associate, you leveled up, got your first promotion in the company, please stand. Let's give them a round of applause. Stand. Anyone that leveled up? Oh, come on. Nice. That's the grass fire of the company. That's the most important promotion you'll ever get in the company is that first promotion. Now all of a sudden you realize I can do it. Now all you do is duplicate that. Every month, be a new fast start or leveling up associate factory, and you'll make millions in this company. Now, if you've gone from the senior associate to the manager level, please stand up. Let's give them a round of applause. New managers in the company. Awesome. If you've gone from manager to senior manager since the last Super Saturday, stand up. Senior managers. Nice. Dangerous directors. Do we have any dangerous directors in the room? That's when it's getting tough to go to work. Any new dangerous directors? So we have some opening. There we go. Come on, Rachel. You're lucky I don't have the report in front of me to call you out. Appreciate you standing up. Randall, did you have to nudge her a few times to get her to do that? Or did That's, you know, when you start making almost $200 every time you share or protect a family, and then you go to work and you have to put up with the crap and the politics and the garbage at work, you're like, hold on, I get almost $200 for helping people. I come here and I get X amount an hour for being criticized. It gets harder and harder to continue to go to work. Now, senior directors. Do we have any senior directors in the room? I know we do. Come on. Awesome. Congratulations. And then, any new executive directors? Any new executive directors? Okay. Now, a few months ago, they announced that it was with a promotion. If you hit executive director and then maintain it for 3 months in a row, what did they give you? No. Thank you. $2,500. I know why there's one person in the audience that knows. It's the person getting the $2,500. Come on down here. Renetta, come on down, Renetta. Yeah. All right. So not only is she already qualified for the $2,500 bonus, but she's also now eligible for the $5,000 bonus when she helps new people on her team go executive director. Sounds like she's got someone looking for that bonus money on her team. And she's also eligible for the $10,000 bonus for staying exec 3 months in a row because the promotions kind of bled over. They had $2,500, then they changed it to $2,000. So what they're going to do is, once she they're going to give her the $2,500 now, and then when she qualifies 3 months in a row, going September, October, November, they're going to give her another $7,500 in bonus money. Give it up for Renetta Ekelberg.
Guys, I love Legal Shield. Really, I do. But I learned that I keep going, you know, every day. Because if you don't keep going, you don't make any money. Yes? It's okay. So that's what I always tell everybody. Just don't stop. Just walk, run, whatever you do. But that's the only way that you can really feel a professional here in Legal Shield.
Awesome. Thank you very much. So if you're short on cash, you need to borrow some money. She'll have some money here real soon. I'll tell you, that's so cool to see, you know, people. I mean, to have a daily deposit where they drop a $2,500 bonus in your account, and then a little while later, a $10,000 bonus. And you just think, if Monday morning you woke up and there was an extra $10,000 bonus in your bank account, in addition to the money you made earning it. I mean, that's some serious income. And then you think, how many hours do I need to put in at my J-O-B to make that kind of money? I mean, you guys, what we have here is so incredible. The type of money, the lives that you can change. And then you look at, you know, what she's doing and all the lives that she's blessing, and you just start backing it up the trail and just go, her life is blessed with abundance right now because Mr. and Mrs. Burns somewhere found someone who found someone who found someone who found her. And you just back it up, and I look up above me, and I look all the way up to Ken Moore and to Wilburn Smith and then to Arlen Stonesaver. And it's like, you look at, you know, how the threads that connect us all, how fragile those threads are. It was a CD at the car wash that, you know, made $1 million. It was just a quick phone call or a text that made another $100,000 over here. You just think, one text is worth $100,000. And then some of you are afraid to make that text. Why? Why on earth would you be afraid? What if you would have made a text to Ryan Burns and said, hey, dude, can you watch this video? It's 3 minutes. And now he was on your team cranking. What if you would have sent something to Mr. Dorsey? Say, hey, dude, just check this out. And what you would have today. And like, guys, we're always just one match away from a forest fire. Just one. Now, that's not a good example in Santa Rosa right now. Let me use that. They'll throw you out of the Super Saturday for doing that. But here it's wintertime. We can use that example right now, okay? Speaking of being on fire next month, there's not one gentleman coming, but two gentlemen coming to share with us
what they've done. Let me give you a little bit, just a little bit of background on these gentlemen. The first one, I recognize his name and his face. He's been in the business for a long time. What, a decade? About a decade. And really never achieved any success that's significant in a decade. Had he ever hit executive director, that you're aware of? I don't. So, I mean, really, yeah, I mean, held a full-time job, part-time doing legal shield and stuff like that. Not really doing a lot. But when we talk about your one match away from a forest fire, one gentleman joined his team that all of a sudden blew up an entire leg. You know how Mr. Dorsey said, Cleve Pickens called him and said, hey, thank you, because they had one power leg that had hundreds and hundreds of sales where $18,000 a month was going right past him to Cleve Pickens because they just didn't understand what they needed to do to catch that money. Well, this guy had one guy come on his team that just blew things up. And all of a sudden, that fear of loss kicks in. When you see 200, 300, 400 sales a month coming out of one leg, and you go, if I don't hit executive director, that's a lot of money going above me. And so the desire to get out there and get those other two lines in place becomes very, very big. And all of a sudden, the fear of, oh no, what will they think, goes away. You're like, look, there's $20,000 on the line. I don't care what you think. Take my card. You just start doing, the activity you used to not do out of that fear of loss. So this gentleman had a guy on his team who then brought in his girlfriend. How long have they been in the business at this point?
Less than a year.
And him and his girlfriend are separate associate agreements. But just a couple months ago, between the two of them, they made, what, around $35,000? In 1 month. $35,000 in 1 month between the two of them. They should be married by now, $35,000. I mean, you can afford a wedding on $35,000 somewhere. Little White Chapel in Vegas. But anyhow, $35,000 extra dollars, which then lit the fire of his upline, who said, hold on. Director, executive director, hit and miss, not going to happen anymore. Turned around and went out and went gold executive director when that one line took off. Next month, you guys, we have not just one, but two guests coming to Utah. We have Blake Hahn and Brandon Williams. By the way, even though Blake Hahn has only been in the business a few months, not even a year yet, last month, what did his team do? 400 sales? Almost 400 sales. Still haven't been in a year yet. Think about what. Now, would you like for these two gentlemen to share with you, what the heck are you doing to be making 400 sales and you haven't been in the business a year yet? And then we're not only going to be able to hear from him and his perspective from the brand new, hey, ignorance on fire, I just went out there and did it, but we're also going to be mentored by Mr. Brandon Williams, who might relate to some of you that might say, man, I've been here a while and I've been in a rut, and how do I get out of that rut? Because he all of a sudden took off and took his business to a whole new level in this business. Again, one match, forest fire, bam. Both these two guys, two of the hottest team building, recruiting associates in the entire company, both of them are coming to Utah to pour into us again the weekend of November 11th. Make sure you mark it down. Now, of course, you guys can always be here. If you walk up to the door and get your tickets, it's going to be $25 at the door. We can all agree that, hey, look, to have these guys mentor you for 3-4 hours, $25. That's a no-brainer. Of course, we're going to be here. But some of you are going to be like, hey, look, I want to bring someone else with me. You can actually get two tickets for $30. So instead of paying $25, you're getting them for $15 a piece. But now I want to talk to the people that are ready for their own grass fire. To be able to say, hey, listen, I'm not coming back with a person. We're going to let you today get five tickets for $50. That's only $10 a piece. Imagine this. Imagine having five people in front of these guys being taught what to do versus you in front of these people being taught what to do. The difference between one person coming back, and remember, I was in the business 8 months, didn't go to any event, corporate events, went 4 months with no activity, went to the event, boom, we added 200 people in the next 3 months. What if I'd had 10 people there that got that? Instead of 200, could be 2,000. The number of people that get to a live event, they get inspired, they get that nourishment that they need, explodes your business. If you're someone that says, I'm ready for abundance, it's hard to do it alone. It's a whole lot easier to go executive director, to get the rings, when you have numerous seats filled with people that you're financially invested in. Put it out there for abundance for next month. Say, listen, going into the holiday season, we're doing Christmas on cash this year. I'm going to make a $50 investment so I can make thousands through the holiday season. I'll see you guys here November 11th. Tickets will be available right outside. Thank you all for coming out today. It's going down for it.